Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning, and welcome to our service of worship on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, Sunday, August 26th. In our service today, we're joined by Bishop Jean, Archdeacon Liz, Charlene and Philip Bradley, our postulants from Newfoundland, and our homilist is Chancellor Jan Warren. Let us now come into God's presence and reflect on the love and blessing that we receive at God's hands. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect of the Day. Almighty God, we are taught by your word that all our doings without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 8, beginning at the first verse. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the ancestral houses of the Israelites, before King Solomon in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant to the Lord, out of the city of David, which is Zion. Then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place, in the inner sanctuary of the house, in the most holy place, underneath the wings of the cherubim. And when the priests came out of the holy place, a cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands to heaven. He said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love for your servants, who walk before you with all their heart. The covenant that you kept for your servant my father David, as you declared to him. You promised with your mouth and have this day fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, There shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel. If only your children look to their way, to walk before me as you walked before me. Therefore, O God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you promised to your servant, my father David. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less the house that I have built. Regard your servant's prayers and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today, that your eyes may be open night and day towards this house, the place of which you said, my name shall be there, that you may heed the prayer that your servant prays towards this place. Hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. O hear in heaven your dwelling place, heed and forgive. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people Israel comes from a distant land because of your name, for they shall hear of your great name, your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when a foreigner comes and prays towards this house. Then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigners call you to do, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and so that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed, Psalm 84, between elections. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even a sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. God of pilgrims, teach us to recognize your dwelling place in the love, generosity, and support of those with whom we share our journey. And help us to worship you in our response to those who need our care. For all the world is your temple, and every human heart is a sign of your presence made known to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Second reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness as shoes for your feet. Put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert, and always persevere in this supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching at the synagogue in Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you, there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, and we are blessed with another gospel from the book of John. If you were really sharp and paying especially close attention, you will have noticed that the first three verses of today's gospel were actually the same as the last three verses of last week's gospel. Just a bit of overlap to drive home the story of the flesh and blood, because it's really important to understand the bread of life, the cup of salvation. I really, really like Simon Peter's response to Jesus' question, "Do you also wish to go away?" In the last two verses of today's gospel, where he says, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." This is a very important teaching, and I hope you caught the homilies from the last 2 weeks as a couple of them spoke to this. Where else would you go? Where else would we go? Jesus is the Holy One of God. Anyway, as a switch up though, I found that today's second reading spoke to me the strongest in today's service. I love imagery. Did you catch it in the epistle to the Ephesians? Here it is, the list of what comprises that whole armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. And then he says, "As shoes for your feet, put on, that will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace." Perhaps peace platforms. Get that double meaning? Okay, I digress a bit. Back to it. Belt of truth. Breastplate of righteousness, platforms of peace, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Can't you just picture it? It was a powerful way for the Ephesians to picture how to prepare themselves for what they needed to do. So let's step back a moment and look at the history of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul actually wrote the letter to the Ephesians while he was in prison in Rome. The very last verse of today's gospel, he says, "For which I am an ambassador in chains." Paul had lived in Ephesus for about 3 years. He managed to bring a substantial number of Greeks to believe in Jesus, but he didn't have as much luck with the Jews. In the book of Acts, it describes what happened near the end of Paul's stay in Ephesus. There was a bit of an uprising over the goddess Artemis. Of course, it's one of the Ten Commandments that we should not have false idols. Perhaps you've heard of the Temple of Artemis, which is one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Those who believed in the goddess did not want to believe in Jesus. And it all came to a head, causing Paul to leave Ephesus. Now remember that he had converted quite a few of the Ephesians to Christianity. So he wrote them from prison to encourage them to keep the faith. Not only keep the faith, but teach the faith. Anyway, I find the imagery quite powerful, as I believe the Ephesians would have when they read the letter. What was Paul trying to tell them with those great images? He was saying that in order to keep the faith and indeed teach the faith, you need to arm yourself with some very important things: truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the Spirit. All of these combined would be the armor of God. How would the armor of God translate to modern times, since I'm not quite picturing an armor these days? We all need to be properly equipped with all those things to be able to have others see the Father through us. These days, I'd like to think that when we're equipped, we are not exactly heading into battle to be persecuted like the many early Christians were. But if we believe, if we truly believe, we must arm ourselves with truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the Spirit. We must perhaps not don the armor of God, but perhaps wrap ourselves in God's cloak of protection. The one that I'm envisioning is a beautiful patchwork of all those things that keeps us warm at night and helps us hold our heads up high, beaming that light of God through our presence to everyone we meet during the day. It's our gift from God. I was recently taking some training and in talking about networking, which, hey, what's a better way to get the word of God out there? It was suggested that we speak to everyone we encounter during the day, even if it's just someone you're passing on the street. In the past, I've not necessarily spoken to everyone I encountered, but I do always like to give everyone a smile, and a simple hello or good morning or something like that is all I need to add. If you're feeling that the cloak of God's gifts and the warmth of protection that it offers, why not reach out to people? There are some who will not say hello back or even look up from their iPhone. Perhaps not many will not, but I'm sure that you will feel better and people will begin to respond to you. Those who do not look up you at your beaming smile, or rather those who do, might see that cloak of honor, that cloak with protection, and thus smile and might even say hello back. Picture that cloak. Let me make it real for you. Perhaps the coat of many colors. Each color represents one of those attributes, perhaps bright yellow for truth, a strong blue for righteousness. I'm picturing a calming green for peace. I think red for faith, for the blood of Christ. Perhaps white for salvation. Think purity and forgiveness. And finally, how about gold for the Holy Spirit? I'll bet you can see that cloak now, can't you? Isn't imagery wonderful? Now keep in mind that strutting around wearing that marvelous cloak isn't enough. Greeting everyone with a smile and a word is not enough. We need to go one step further. And what is that step? Prayer, of course. For this explanation, I go to verse 18 read today, but from the Good News of Modern Man version of the New Testament. And that quote is, "Do all this in prayer, asking for God's help. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always for God's people." To the training I'm taking for a moment, which keeps saying that I should be unstoppable in attaining my goal. If we have all those things wrapped around us, truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the Spirit, and then add prayer, are we not all unstoppable? we aren't going to bring about world peace individually, but what if we could reach a few people, and those people could reach a few people, and those people could reach a few people, and so on, and so on. Sounds a little like a network, doesn't it? But as we each reach out and don't stop, imagine what we could do. There are many, many quotes from Mother Teresa, but one is, peace begins with a smile. And another is, God doesn't require us to succeed, he only requires that you try. What if we all try to reach out with that smile and add a greeting? Here's another thing I'm going to add to that colorful cloak. How about joy? I want joy to be orange in our cloak. And then I think the final piece is of this beautiful patchwork is love. So now our cloak has all the pieces we need. We have the yellow for truth, the blue for righteousness, green for peace, red for faith, white for salvation, gold for the Holy Spirit, orange for joy, and finally, the pink for love. I feel that the cloak is now complete, and we're going to begin our day with prayer, and then don that cloak whenever we head out for the day. Add that smile and a greeting, and positively beam the light of God, just as the Ephesians donned their armor of God and went out to face their world. And let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear us and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love, and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick and those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven our sins and set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all the Christ saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
Let us glorify the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention,
We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking out against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.